Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 25th of November 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to the news, also sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. So we've got no one in hospital and six non-community isolated individuals. The chief exec of infrastructure talks about buying buses. And is long COVID similar to ME, and does hyperbaric treatment actually help? How far are we away from the rollout of medicinal cannabis as well?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Alex Watton.
Faster Mai, 45% of vehicles stopped in the police annual winter checks campaign had a defect. In total, 434 were stopped in the two-week operation, with 199 having a fault. Work is underway to introduce a UK online portal for reporting domestic abuse to the Isle of Man. Home Affairs Minister Graham Cregeen confirmed his department's looking to bring in the online safe spaces schemes for Manx websites. Port St Mary Commissioners is waiting for government to sign off on the sale of Manxonia House. The derelict building was purchased in 2016 for £190,000, with the intention of turning it into a new commissioner's office. Despite investing £55,000 and improving the facility, commissioners have now agreed to sell it for £227,000. Further afield, and Diego Maradona, regarded as one of the world's greatest ever footballers, has died at the age of 60. A lawyer for the 1986 Argentina World Cup winner says he had a heart attack. Sports stars have been leading the tributes in a short statement. Brazil's Pelé says they'll kick a ball together in the sky above. In other news, the UK economy will suffer its biggest drop in 300 years as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Chancellor Rishi Sunak has been setting out his spending plan for the next year. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Expert legal professionals assisting individuals and businesses worldwide. Man Benham, here for you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Alex. Clouder this evening on the Isle of Man, risking an isolated light shower on a light to moderate west northwesterly. Just a risk though, down to 6 degrees through the night, little chilly. Jardain, Thursday dry with sunny intervals, light breezes and 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be dry overnight into Friday, minimum 4 degrees. Jahenya, dry and bright with a light to moderate southeasterly breeze and 10 degrees top temperature. High waters at 19 minutes past 8 tonight, low water 3 minutes past 3, 3:03. Sunrise 7 minutes past 8, and high water tomorrow morning is at 10 past 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Just a reminder, tomorrow, Thursday 26th, is the last posting date for Christmas for airmail to static BFPOs, British Forces Post Offices, world destinations, including parts of Europe. On the Isle of Man, the Department of Infrastructure Chief Exec Nick Black's been talking to a Tynwald committee about how the government awards contracts, and the subject of buses came up. Nick Black explained the factors behind buying replacement vehicles.
We tend to be driven primarily by price and by need. If we're replacing six buses, we need six buses more. We've established the number. Can we buy them within the budget?
So just while we're on buses, though, I mean, it does seem that you can specify whatever you like as long as it's Mercedes at the moment, though, isn't it? I mean, there seems to be very much a brand masochism there towards one particular manufacturer.
For the last bus procurement that I signed the order for, Chairman, I had prices in front of me from three different manufacturers. Now, why do we tend to buy Mercedes for single-deckers and tend to buy Wrights Volvo for double-deckers? The latest batch of double-deckers is slightly different because they're a Wrights bus fitted with a Mercedes engine,
yeah.
As you've no doubt experienced. If we simply stuck with buying the cheapest one, we could, in theory, end up with a fleet with five different types of bus, 20 different types of van. but we carry parts for all these vehicles. Mm-hmm. Parts cost us money. We train staff on them. And the more the vehicle value, the more the investment you make. So if you ask me about the Mercedes one, yeah. If I just finished that, although it's not widely trumpeted because we don't, the department has now sought and gained accreditation as a Mercedes-Benz dealer. So we're a service agent for Mercedes-Benz bus and coach. That means that when we had visitors coming in coaches, as you know we did historically, we have done increasingly, it's a good market for our a range of our hotels benefit from the coach and tour groups. Had someone come across in a Mercedes Turismo coach, we could have done the servicing and the repair work on that vehicle.
I mean, in terms of...
So we get a huge discount on parts.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Back to the subject of COVID-19, concerns growing amongst health professionals over the similarities between long COVID and ME, another largely virus-triggered illness. Those with both conditions are calling on health services on the Isle of Man to step up support with the wrong advice, often making symptoms worse. The details from Lewis Foster.
Those campaigning for a specialist service for people with ME say it could also help those with long COVID access the right support. Both illnesses share symptoms, including fatigue, muscle pain, and exhaustion, and medics remain split on how to diagnose, treat, and support the conditions. Government here is yet to establish a specialist ME service, despite promises to do so by 2020. Craig Morris, for one, has the illness and says dedicated help could also support those with long COVID.
A very small amount of help early on when people get sick can help them stop getting a lot sicker quickly. It's a bit like with a heart attack. There's a critical period where if you help people, they can actually live a full, healthy, normal life afterwards. But if you don't, then the prognosis isn't good. And I'm just hoping that we can get the help that people need to bounce back, because without help, you can get a lot worse really quickly and you don't necessarily recover.
Windsurfer Dave Wilson contracted coronavirus in March and says the ongoing effects of the virus are making him alter his lifestyle.
I've been trying to storm on through it and carry on doing all my exercise, getting out as much as possible, but definitely noticed that my endurance ability was nowhere near what it was before, and I'd only be able to do an activity for maybe half the amount of time of previously if I was lucky, and then it'd be the effects a day or two after that was really showing on energy levels.
You can hear a longer version of this report on manxradio.com.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2 minutes past two this afternoon. She'll be in Douglas any moment now. Onto the Lynx van, discharging and then leaving at 7.45 this evening. Heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure is at 1.30, not 2.15, but 1.30. Arriving in Douglas at 5:15 tomorrow morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
And back to the subject of COVID, people have long been campaigning for better support and treatment for what's known as long COVID. It's as those that have had the virus report long-lasting side effects, like you heard, fatigue, muscle pain and exhaustion, similar to the symptoms of ME. Now, one of the leading figures in the Isle of Man's former hyperbaric chamber was David Downey. He called me this afternoon on the Manon line.
The hyperbaric oxygen is extremely useful in the management of long COVID. And in fact, if you look at the literature now, most of the American hospitals, European, Italian, who've got hyperbaric medicine as part of their health service function, they're turning more and more to hyperbaric oxygen for actually using it on direct COVID-19 virus infection.
I mean, this almost seems, I mean, obviously we've known about hyperbaric treatment or high-pressure oxygen therapy for a while, but to affect chromosomes, it's phenomenal.
Well, it's been known for quite a long time. Don't forget that the chromosome, again, certainly the as far as hyperbaric oxygen is concerned, I mean, we've known that oxygen itself regulates around between 10 and 12,000 genes. I mean, it down-regulates HIP-1 alpha, which is the largest gene which causes inflammation which then causes death, which then causes cancer and a whole lot of other things. I mean, this has been known for years and years, but remember, the health service in the UK don't support hyperbaric oxygen. They only support for two particular conditions, that's carbon monoxide poisoning and decompression illness. Everywhere else in the world, it's fully funded, fully supported. I mean, all the insurance companies in America and that sort of thing, which is the basis of their medical intervention, is all covered in, there's a whole list of hundreds of conditions which are covered by the insurance companies. But I'm afraid the equipment is not available, so therefore there's very little research, there's very little import is done in the UK. In fact, my department is the only department in the UK, which is the University of Dundee, which actually has an academic hyperbaric medical department.
What's the situation on the island regarding hyperbaric treatment?
I retired in 17, and I think the people that have got it now are trying to do their best to resurrect what was there. I mean, when I retired, we were doing 100 patients a day. 5 days a week, and done that for the last, nearly 30 years.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
19 minutes before six, the German multimedia conglomerate Bertelsmann, the owners of Penguin Random House Publishers, has bought the US publishing house of Simon & Schuster from Viacom CBS for $2.2 billion. The acquisition will tighten Bertelsmann's global grip, particularly in the US, currently its second largest market. Simon & Schuster employs about 1,500 people worldwide and has generated revenues of $814 million last year. Bertelsmann bought Penguin Random House in April this year, and this purchase sits alongside its Fremantle TV production business, the BMG music division, and its 75% share of Radio Tele Luxembourg. Books have been part of Bertelsmann's identification since 1835. It's one of the world's leading creative companies with annual investments in content of €6 billion. The acquisition of Simon & Schuster's financed from existing cash resources, and the Gütersloh giant remains in private hands. Nightclubs have closed in most, but not all, European cities to keep the coronavirus from spreading as governments take different approaches to help businesses stay afloat. Berlin's famous nighttime venues have been recognised as cultural entities, which qualifies them for increased subsidies. So far, no clubs in the German capital have closed due to the virus. In Madrid, nightclubs can stay open as long as they close at midnight, reduce capacity, and visitors are seated. Meantime, in the UK, the nightlife industry, which employs millions, is currently negotiating a UK government bailout to stave off closures and redundancies.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed slightly lower, pausing for breath after rallying on growing political certainty in the US. The dollar rebounded. Oil rose, shrugging off an industry report showing higher than expected US rise in crude stockpiles. Gold regained momentum, and in corporate news, Melrose rallied after saying it was trading at the top of board expectations. The numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down 0.6% at 6,391. The DAX in Frankfurt flat at 13,282. The Dow in New York paused slightly, down 0.6% at 29,854 after smashing and staying through 30,000 yesterday. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, barely up at 12,045. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 down 0.3% at 3,623. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 33.7 cents and €1 12.3 cents and 20 South African rand and 36 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up to a fifth of a percent at $1,810 per troy ounce, and the barrel of Brent crude up 0.9% at $48.34.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. It's 6:15 now. Before the Manx government can allow medicinal cannabis to be rolled out across the island, they need GPs willing to prescribe it. Asked about when Manx people will be able to be prescribed the controversial treatment, the Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, says experience elsewhere has shown that legalising it is only part of the process. The details from Lewis Foster.
Mr. Hooper put forward the question, when will people be able to be routinely prescribed medicinal cannabis and related medicinal products on the island? The Health Minister had this reply.
At present, there is no policy in place to allow for the funding of medicinal cannabis products on Ireland, and the routine funding of cannabis-based medicinal products will be dependent on both the availability of better clinical and cost-effectiveness data and also, crucially, the funding review for the DHSC, which is currently underway. It will also, of course, require prescribing clinicians who, under existing legislation, are on the General Medical Council Specialist Register and have the appropriate skills and competencies to undertake these functions. An internal consultation is being undertaken to assess this position and to work with clinicians around the appetite for wider prescribing.
The department originally consulted on this back in March 2019, and at the time, it was the consultation response was essentially exactly what the minister has just told me. So it feels like a year and a half on, we haven't made any progress at all in terms of looking at the legislation, rolling out training to GPs to enable those GPs who do want to prescribe medicinal cannabis products on the island to be able to do so. So I wonder if the Minister could provide us with an update on exactly how much progress has been made and when we're expecting to see some kind of output or outcome from all the work that's going on.
We did go out to GPs with a survey in the department not long after the consultation to view the appetite for prescribing at a primary care level. While there were some GPs that were exceptionally enthusiastic about the idea, the majority of the responses were not.
You can find more information on this story via manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting in international sport, and football legend Diego Maradona has died at the age of 60. The former Argentina attacking midfielder and manager had successful surgery on a brain clot earlier in November. It was then announced he was to be treated for alcohol dependency. One of the greatest players of all time, Maradona was captain when Argentina won the 1986 World Cup, producing a series of sublime individual performances. He played for Barcelona and Napoli during his club career, winning two Serie A titles with the Italian side. Maradona scored 34 goals in 91 appearances for Argentina, representing them in four World Cups. He led his country to the 1990 final in Italy, where they were beat by West Germany, before captaining them again in the United States in 1994, but was sent home after failing a drugs test. During the second half of his career, Maradona struggled with cocaine addiction and was banned for 15 months after testing positive for the drug in 1991. He retired from professional football in 1997 on his 37th birthday. Looking now to local sport and in rugby, could Douglas North secure the Manx Trophy this weekend? Yes, they could, is the responding answer, but the likelihood of them securing it is a much more difficult proposition. They have so far earned 24 points from a possible 25 and have a 6-point lead with three games remaining. Only Douglas South and Vagabonds can mathematically catch them, and they play Douglas South this Saturday at Portachie. To take the title with two games to spare, Douglas North must win, score four or more tries and prevent Douglas South from scoring four tries, and also prevent them from finishing within 7 points. The earlier game between the two sides yielded a 57-52 win for North, and that performance wouldn't be sufficient if repeated.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes to 6, 2 departures, 2 arrivals at Rundlesway Airport, the 4:30 to London City. Left a couple of minutes late, back this evening at 8 o'clock, and the 10 to 5 to Liverpool left at a minute to 5, back this evening at 20 to 7. On the road, big day tomorrow, Broadway reopens. You'll be able to turn northbound from the promenade onto Broadway and head up Victoria Road tomorrow. It's supposed to be opening before 6 tomorrow evening. 24-hour lights at Captain's Hill in Laxey for resurfacing work, and also 24-hour traffic lights for drainage and curbing works on Quarterbridge Road. If it's a bit sticky around Quarterbridge and Bray Hill at the moment, there was a collision which was only cleared about an hour ago, so that may be the reason you're waiting. King Edward Road in Onken's got 24-hour lights for railway work. A new section of phase closures in Peel. Currently, the phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure on East Quay from the garage to Mariner's Wharf. The information, everything you need to know, at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Quayside, Quayside, 664417.
Head to Quayside Tyres and Service Centre on South Quay Industrial Estate.
Quayside.
At last, Isle of Man Bank has spoken. A letter from the CEO of the bank has outlined its justifications for closing two branches in the new year. The company announced in September Peel and Castletown were closing in January. In just over a month's time. The details from Alex Watton.
Despite protests and a petition against the move, the bank's chief executive officer, Andrew McLaughlin, has written to Glenn Faber and Peel MHK's Ray Harmer and Geoffrey Boot to defend the decision. To begin with, he cites a 55% drop in the footfall in the 5 years to 2020 as the predominant reason for the closure, as well as fewer people using cash. In terms of business banking, Mr. McLaughlin says those that, and I quote, could benefit from the G4S Bank to You service have been contacted where appropriate. It doesn't, however, mention any businesses that would not benefit from it. And furthermore, it says that whilst not everyone will like the idea or support the idea of moving towards a pay-by-card, not cash society, he dubs it a likely eventuality. Mr. McLaughlin later conceded the bank understands some people do not want to use online or mobile banking. However, in the same line of thought, goes on to say that they now need to close some branches for commercial reasons. In closing remarks, he brings up vulnerable customers, saying there's a large number of reasons why a customer would need some more support. He says all situations are different and they, again, I quote, endeavour to help customers with the most appropriate solution for them personally, based on individual circumstances. He notably fails to outline any examples of how they might do this. Manx Radio has approached the Isle of Man Bank for interview, but a spokesperson for the organisation said it did not wish to comment further. And you can hear more on this story on Manx Radio's breakfast show tomorrow morning.
It's been doing really well. So, you know, that's a good plus.
That's the words of David Knight, the four times World Enduro champion who's tried to enter January's Dakar Rally. He's launched a GoFundMe campaign after losing his main sponsor. Tim Glover spoke to the Knighter.
It's been doing really well. So, you know, that's a good plus. On the other side, I still sort of need a title sponsor, you know, unless I get one, really, the GoFundMe things. It's nearing 30 grand, which is unbelievable, but you're talking 85 grand minimum to go and do the Dakar properly, really £100,000. So it's obviously massive money, and I thought I'm not going to give up just yet. We've got another week, so just worth a try, really, and seeing if we can get there.
If people do want to get involved, how do they go about it?
Either give me a shout myself or on my Facebook page, on Messenger, on Instagram. There's links on there to the GoFundMe page. Every little bit helps. You know, everyone's obviously struggling at the minute. There's people putting, you know, a fiver in, which is absolutely brilliant. You know, any little thing helps. And if we don't get the good thing is, if we don't get the funds together, we could either carry it over and try next year, or we can just press a button and everyone gets the money back. So, you know, there's no loss in trying. That was my big thing in the end, that we can have a go at it, and then no one loses out if, you know, if we don't raise the money, you know, everyone gets the money back again. So, yeah, just one of them. It's a massive ambition of mine, a dream to go and do it and try and finish it and just see how we get on. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
It's that time of year. It's the police's annual winter check campaign, and 45% of vehicles stopped had a defect. Tim Glover looked at the report.
The operation lasted for 2 weeks, ending on Sunday, and involved police, customs officers and vehicle examiners. It's been described as a more intense schedule than previous years, with morning checkpoints included, as well as evenings following public feedback. Over the fortnight, 434 vehicles were pulled over and inspected, with 199, or 45%, found to have a fault. Those that were stopped included any with an obvious lights issue, but also random checks. Well, looking back to last year's figures, police stopped nearly 300 drivers, with 173 being given 7 days to repair a fault, which is almost 60%. Last year, 5 vehicles were seized as they were not fit to be on the road, and a further 14 resulted in charges for various offences. So it appears this year has seen an improvement, more checks but less with faults. For the first time, HGVs were included, with 15 stopped. All were found to be roadworthy with the correct operator licence. The constabulary also worked with a local garage, who provided a free workshop to motorists, giving them a basic understanding of car maintenance. They say this is proving to be a popular scheme, and they urged anyone unfamiliar with basic vehicle checks to attend any future sessions. One point of interest, which has certainly been aired on the Manning Line in recent months, police say they are noticing an increase in the number of English registered cars on the roads. 30 were stopped, with the vast majority booked in for a test at the centre. Officers will continue to stop vehicles with faults and those not carrying Manx number plates in the coming weeks. They are reminding people it's a requirement to re-register a car as soon as it's brought over to the island.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Tim Glover. After the news at 6 o'clock, Spotlight, the arts programme with Sarah Hendy at 6:30, the greatest hits on earth with George Ferguson. School term ends 3 weeks on Friday, 4 weeks on Friday. It's Christmas Day, 5 weeks on Friday. It'll be the 1st of January, 2021. Have you liked Manx Radio on Facebook? Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And there's a free app in there as well. Updates back tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT. Investing in life pays off. You invest in your health and education. You invest in your relationships and happiness. You invest in family and friends. But when did you last invest in your wealth?
For over 70 years, Ramsay Crookall has been the island's trusted investment specialist, offering a wide range of managed services to make your money work harder. Invest some time in your wealth with Ramsay Crookall. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Aon is the island's commercial insurance broker of choice, providing businesses with risk solutions including buildings insurance, liability, professional indemnity and more. Aon combines expertise and full remote working ability with access to top insurance providers worldwide. Call 692-400 or search online for Aon Isle of Man. Aon Isle of Man Limited is registered with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority as an insurance intermediary in respect of general business.
My foster carer is a super carer. She